Then the day after graduation, out of the 12th grade, I and about half of the high school were all put on a Greyhound bus, and we went up to Leavenworth, Kansas.
What year was this?
That's 1944. 42, 3, and 4 was the high school, and then got on the bus, went up to Leavenworth, Kansas. And that's where we were indoctrinated, or that's where we were examined and so forth to see if there's any problems.
You went in the service then. That's what that was about.
Yeah.
You went to Leavenworth to be inducted into the Army.
Right.
Do you remember that day, December 7th, 1941, Pearl
yes.
Harbor Day? What was going on? What were you doing that day, Sunday?
A friend of mine, John Gray, and I were on a sidewalk doing something with a gasoline motor and fiddling around.
Do you remember what your family thought? Did it make you afraid or nervous?
Yes, my mother was nervous because at that time, Wesley was up at the Aleutian Islands with the Army. They didn't have too many soldiers up there, but anyway, he was up there, Wesley was, and Bill was in the Marine Corps. He was down at Camp Pendleton, and John Gray and I were out there fooling around on the sidewalk when Mother came running out to say, Wesley, Bill, they're going to get killed, they're going to get killed. I wasn't too caring. I didn't think it was that big a deal. We ought to be able to wipe out the Japanese in no short time.
But you were 15 or so when that happened.
I was 15.
Right. So then the draft board came after you, and then you had to enlist.
Enlist in the Army. Camp Barkley in Texas is where we landed up. We had several occasions which were very funny. Old Captain came out with a box, and we had about 50 or 60 guys like us, all brand new to the Army. I wasn't brand new because I had 3 years of ROTC, which was very helpful.
In high school?
In high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he put the box down, and they gather around, you guys get as close as you can, and so forth. We all got gathered up there. He got the box lid open and took out a grenade. He said, now, this is one of your weapons. He went on and on about how the Germans had made one, probably better than this one, and so forth. He says, this thing will hold about, I don't know how many grams of gunpowder it will hold, and how many of those little knobs were on there, but he almost had us scared. We wanted us to get up and walk away. He was right there, and there's a live grenade he had in his hand like this. So he said, never, never go ahead and grasp that grenade unless you intend to throw it away to the right place and at the right time. And he says, now, you guys on the front row, you can see that pretty good, can't you? Yeah, we see it. About that time, he let loose of the hammer and blows the cap off, which was, you know, like that. Anyway, it was a phony grenade. We were all running all different directions with this grenade that the gunpowder was taken out of it. And it made quite a bit of noise. He might have put a double charge in it. I don't know.
Where did you end up serving?
Well, it was over in Europe.
You were there for 2 years?
2 years and a half. And we were on the boat there in Belgium. This was all near the end. Here we were on the boat, and we got about halfway to, I don't know which Japanese island we're really going to, but that's where we intended to go. And then after 3 days out on the water, an announcement was made the Japanese surrendered. Mm-hmm. So we're happy, of course, and we just could relax, and the boat went on up to Honolulu. So we stayed there in Honolulu till we got discharged in San Francisco.